welcome to you all this Christmas morning as we gather to celebrate the birth of Christ. Welcome to those who are viewing or listening to this service through other means. We, the scattered community, embraces you as we all worship together. We affirm the diversity of our community represented in age, gender, sexuality, culture and ability. We affirm too that all people are welcome and trust that you will find this to be a safe place for you to be. As we gather, we remember the original custodians of this land, the Wurundjeri, and we ask that by God's grace, we may join with them in being good stewards of this land, its waters and diverse communities. As the gathered people of God here at Western Heights, our purpose statement is loving God, growing together, partnering community and sharing faith. It's just one note, just Father tells me it's a bag of oranges and lemons at the back, which you are welcome to take as you leave. That sounds good. I'm going to remove this last because it's too hard. That's better. I invite you now to join me in a time of silence, just to unscramble our brains. It's been a pretty hectic few days or week, probably, or more, and we just need to settle ourselves and prepare ourselves for worship. We're now going to light all of the candles this morning, but especially the Christ candle. In God's house there is hope, for God loves us too much to leave us just as we are.
In God's house there is peace, for all
In God's house there is joy, because God created music and coffee and dance floors and laughter that is contagious and endless rounds of peekaboos with babies. And if those things have God's fingerprints, then God's house surely exudes joy.
In God's house, there is love. Because God is love, from start to finish. And that love exists for us today.
And the centre of our hope.
In the centre of our peace.
In the centre of our joy.
In the centre of our love is God, who came to this earth to dwell among us.
So today we light the Christ candle, for God's love just could not stay away.
So welcome home. Amen. Let's stand and sing. Sorrow is swapped for the sounds of singing and where joy abides forever. Great giver of gifts, this day we celebrate you. We wonder with the shepherds and rejoice with the angels. We hear again the ancient story made new in us once more. The story that warms our hearts and reminds us of your mercy, fashioned in flesh and bone, with the angels and with countless generations through the ages. We too cry out, glory to God in the highest. Holy God, you throw open the door and invite us into relationship, day in and day out. However, instead of running towards you, we dip our toes in the water of this faith. We hold our breath. We play it safe. We struggle to believe that a love so unfettered, so unfiltered, could be for us. As a result, we often deny this worth for ourselves and for others. Forgive us, O God, for ignoring your invitation to be the people you called us to be. Forgive us for the ways in which we hold back from deeper connections to you or withhold your radical love from others. Open our ears, not only to hear your invitation, but to trust that this good news exists even for us. Gratefully we pray in the name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Family of faith, even when we fail to trust God's love, and even when we fail to love others as we should, God still loves us. The doors are never closed. So hear and believe the good news. God invites us into a life of faith. God loves us through every season of our life. God forgives us when we lose our way and invites us deeper every step of the way. We are loved. We are invited, claimed and celebrated. We are forgiven. Thanks be to God. And we'll have our early word. Thank you.
Let us go down to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. May God bless us through this word that we have heard this morning.
Many of us have received an invitation to someone else's home for Christmas lunch or dinner. How many of us have said yes? How many of us have said, sorry, we're too busy? Familiar story, and yet the scene says something that there was chaos in Bethlehem. That special night when people were asked to travel back to their ancestral home to register for the census. It was a time when they were occupied under the Roman rules. Yet, in this sacred place, the manger became the welcoming space for baby Jesus. A manger is usually a smelly, dirty place. A neglected space. Yet, as the principal of the Pacific Theological College in Suva said, it's a symbol of divine accessibility and availability. It is where God is present. This Christmas story also points others who were invited to be part of God's mystery of love. We heard in our call to worship that an unmarried young lady, Mary, was invited to be the bearer or the carrier of baby Jesus. A carpenter, Joseph, was invited to be the father. One who imparts knowledge through rituals and Torah. Elizabeth was invited to foster that joy and companionship. The angel Gabriel was invited to be God's messenger of good news for all. Today's gospel reading, we meet others who were also invited to sing joyfully about the Prince of Peace, as well as the shepherds were invited to go and see and experience that mystery of God lying in the manger. Shepherds on that night, receiving such good news whether we too would respond like them. Because we're told that they hurried along to go and see. There was nothing about, well, let's find other shepherds to come and look after our flock so that we can travel to Bethlehem. Or what's our strategic plan for us journeying to Bethlehem? How many bags do we need to pack? What clothing do we need to take? Is there light along the way? No. We're told that they went. They went to see. They had faith in the message of hope, the good news that brought joy for everyone. A Samoan ritual at Christmas Eve is called Manuel, the early bird singing. On Christmas Eve, families gather to prepare supper and gifts for the singers, the carolers. The Manuel would travel and visit different families that night, serenading the home dwellers with Christmas carols. In response, the families would invite the Manuel to come into their homes where more singing happened. Refreshments is served, gifts are presented, and always concluding with a prayer and blessing for the journey ahead. The Manuel goes all night long. This celebration of Jesus' birth through singing, through feasting, through gifting and blessing. One night, as we were in a ministry post in Auckland, New Zealand, the Manuel there, busloads, started at 6 p.m. I think about 1 a.m. one Christmas Eve, we thought, oh, I think that's it. Let's go and rest because we've got Christmas service in the morning. And at 3 a.m, I was fast asleep, the children came. Mum, Dad, the singing's outside again. Let's go out. And this is the joy that comes. There's this unexpected choir singing that comes right throughout the night. So I want us today to imagine the Christmas story as Jesus or God's invitation for us to reclaim what love really means and the hope it brings to all of creation. See, in this manger, a neglected space, a lowly space, God comes to us. God enters the reality of our being. Not in a palace, but in a manger. With animal friends joining in the celebration. God also invites us to really reclaim the Emmanuel God. God who promises to be with us, alongside us, and within us. We are never alone. God also invites us to really reclaim the ordinariness of this birth story. The story based on the Jewish community narrative of an indigenous infant wrapped in cultural cloths, raised in cultural and religious rituals that affirms their identity. I, as an indigenous person of Samoan Tongan heritage, is always amazed when I flip through the images, the Google images, to find the images that I can relate to of baby Jesus. And all the babies are either white, blue eyes, bald, not like Pacific babies, that are chubby, brown, and full of hair. I think it's something that's important for us to really reclaim that ordinariness of God revealed in all cultures, in all generations. And God too invites us, like the shepherds, to go and see and experience God's love. But it doesn't stop there. The shepherds shared their experiences of God's love, and all who heard were amazed. That's the gift of Christmas. Not something to be held onto by ourselves, but something to be gifted to the other. Just as we saw in our video. Are we ready to go and see just as we are? Are we ready to tell others of our experience of God Emmanuel? May God's faithfulness be born anew for us this Christmas. And may we experience the miracles that happen with the invitation to see, to hear, to proclaim the good news, saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom God favours rest. I wish you and your loved ones a blessed and merry Christmas. And in response to that message, let's stand and sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Thank you.
70 years ago by the American Faith Fire. In sharing God's love through the Christmas Bowl, you'll be supporting ActionPeace's local partners to meet the urgent needs of people exiled from their homes because of conflict and disaster. And by acting together, we believe that we can help create a world where uprooted people have a safe place to belong. For example, in Ethiopia, your support will help urban refugee families overcome the trauma that they experienced and begin to regain a sense of control over their lives. Families like Esther's. Esther and her children walked for 3 days and nights without sleep to make it to the Ethiopian border. They escaped extreme violence in their home country, but in the refugee camp, Esther's young daughter became so unwell that she wasn't able to eat or to work. The family was moved from the refugee camp to Addis Ababa, where they joined thousands of other refugees also seeking specialist care. Many of those refugees are women and girls who have survived gender-based violence. Others have chronic illnesses or disabilities. Esther's prayer is that one day her children will experience a better life. Your kind gifts through the Christmas Bowl will help our local partner DIHAP support urban refugee families like Esther's, overcome their challenges and live with dignity. By sharing Christmas, you'll give more uprooted families the opportunity to make a living and to create safer and stronger futures for their families. Your acts of kindness will provide food and shelter and life-saving support to families like Esther's and will help create something that we all need in this world. A safe place to belong.
Bring to God our prayers for others. Holy God, in and through Jesus you have taught us to love. In and through Jesus we know what it is to have a compassionate heart. And so we pray to you this Christmas day for those in our own local community who are lonely today, those who are hungry, those who are ill, those addicted and who are not welcome even within their own families, those whose future is uncertain because of refugee status, those who flee their homes because of violence and abuse, those who are in jail and whose stories are beyond our life experience and understanding. We pray for government, local, state and federal, as they carry the burden of making huge decisions on our behalf and as they grapple with the ever-changing COVID pandemic sweeping through our communities. We pray for the world, for people like Esther struggling to live in Ethiopia as a refugee fleeing her war-torn country. We know that there are millions of Esthers all over the world who grieve the loss of their homeland and live in dire poverty and who are so very often unwanted. And we hold them in our hearts. We pray for the people caught up in constant conflict across the world. But today we especially remember the country in which Jesus was born, Israel, Palestine. This beautiful ancient country, so filled with hostility and violence and grief. And we pray for peace in that land. And God, we pray for our own country, that there will grow a strong desire within this land for justice. Justice that begins with a loving and compassionate heart, reflecting the love and compassion of Christ. And may it begin with us. And we join our voices together and we pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Give us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let's stand and sing Silent Night. Thank you.